the stars of Guitars and Stars, Julia Cole, Day Late and a Buck Short, and here she is joining the show. Thanks for joining us.
Of course. I'm so happy to be here.
Where are you coming from today?
I just did a little TV performance in New York City.
But we've been told that's keeping under wraps.
Under wraps so far.
But you're coming from New York City, but we can see you on TV soon.
Very soon.
Okay, so that's all the clues we can get on that. Day Late, Buck Short, tell me about it.
This song has just absolutely blown my mind with what it's done. I mean, the organic sisterhood and family of people that have come together just from bonding over these lyrics.
Right?
It's millions of people. I mean, it's hundreds of millions of views on socials.
I'm going to tell you,
when
we launched all the artists that were going to be on stage, so many people, females, were like, Julia Cole, she's my spirit animal, like
my girls.
Everybody, and I was
girls.
I was like, am I missing something here? Like, I mean, it was overwhelming how many people could not wait to see you, watch you, meet you, and I was like, wow, this is wild.
Well, I'm just so thankful because family means everything to me, and I have two sisters, and I'm the middle of three girls.
Oh, the middle child.
Yes,
we'll
exactly,
get back to that.
Exactly, the problem child. No, but I feel like it's the thing that I've been my entire life. I know being a sister more than anything.
Sure.
And I think through my music, I've gotten to become that sister for a lot of people who maybe don't have one.
Right.
And, you know, my music's the shoulder people can lean on when they need somebody to have support them
or scream to in the car if they want to. The middle child is usually the problem, but the middle child's also great because she had the older sibling to teach them. So then she can bring that knowledge to the
younger We're the guard dog. Like,
correct.
We will defend the family.
Right.
Like,
see, I'm the baby of the family.
Okay.
I'm the youngest of three.
Oh, okay.
So
everyone takes care of you.
Correct. I don't have to take care of nobody. Mom likes me
100%.
The best. They call me the baby, you know.
We all raised the baby together.
Correct.
That's how we joke that my little sister has four parents.
And like, were you the problem child?
No. I mean,
brother, the middle one, was the problem child.
I guess compared to my sisters, I am.
There you go.
But compared to like general earth, I was still a pretty good, okay kid.
Still okay.
I was a nerd, so.
What makes you a nerd? Would like to know.
I wrote a book in high school. It's like 500 pages.
I don't know. 500 pages.
Like, I had my nose.
I was like,
book.
Oh, that's no big deal. 500. Yeah. What was it about?
You can't find it anywhere.
Okay.
So don't even try to find it.
I won't.
It was a book of short stories, six short stories about six people who got trapped in an elevator together, and the title was Suspended Lives.
Well,
get
that
it?
That doesn't sound too bad, to be honest with you.
I know, but it's nowhere, so.
But do you still have it?
I think my parents have a copy of it somewhere.
You gotta get that.
I know. Isn't that hilarious?
Because I've recently picked up reading over the past like 6 years, and I like short stories and things. I'm telling you, this sounds like a hit.
I didn't think I was gonna be a songwriter. Like, I think a lot of people in Nashville grew up wanting to do country music, and they knew that they were songwriters. But I loved words and I loved writing, but I didn't know I could sing yet. And I didn't play guitar yet. So I just thought like I was gonna write books. And
so you wrote a 500-page book and said, that's good.
How crazy is it, though? God has such a plan. Because I spent my whole like childhood learning how to write and doing poetry and all that. And then I discovered songwriting much later on and got to just translate this love I have for
poetry
and stuff into... Now it's my favorite thing on earth, country music.
Well, speaking of your favorite thing on earth, you're also with Nate Smith, Ashley Cook, Alexandra Kay, Aaron Watson tonight. What can we expect?
I think it's going to be a good time up there. A lot of times we're only getting to see each other when we're on the road.
Sure.
And I'm friends with a lot of the folks we're playing with tonight. So this is going to be not only a show for everyone in the audience to enjoy, but I'm going to enjoy looking to the side of my seat
the
stage. And I'm just going to be like, I have the best seat in the house right now getting to watch these performances.
Julia Cole, one of the stars of Guitar Stars. Thanks so much for joining the show.
Thank you.